I said, well, I know you wasn't going to get to him. I asked you to sell it to him. I said, I didn't ask you to give it to me. He said, you ain't got nothing to give it to him. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
I come on down the road there to the man lived right down the road there. He owned a colored man. He owned all this land in here. I asked him, I said, sonny boy, will you sell me 2 acres of land? He said, yeah, you got the money. I said, what you charge acre? He said, $50. I said, well, I can't get for one. I got that acre. Next day or two, I asked him, I said, what you charge me for another? He said, $50. I said, well, let me have two. I said, geez, I got some children. They may want to stay here. He said, all right. Then I started this house. I started it then. And when I started it, my husband got drunk and fell off a mule, and the mule kicked him, and it gave him a carbuncle in his left.
Uh-huh.
And they carried him to cuff. And I was up there with him. No, they didn't carry him. My boy went down there to a juke one night, and another boy cut him to where you could see his entrance. And he was up there in the hospital in Cuthbert. And I was up there. You know how little old boy, he wasn't but 14. They was down there at that juke, and some little boys, they got to fight, and they're 14. And I was up there with him and said, one man from Fort Gaines was coming up there as sick as he could be to fix the bed. I couldn't ever think who it was. Yeah, I said, I see them coming out with my husband. I said, now you have two of them up here. Well, I had to pay that, you know, and that stopped me for a while. It wasn't much at them times. It wasn't but $150 a piece for the operation. That wasn't but $300. The man asked me, said, how am I getting my money? I said, well, you tell me what you charge, and I said, can I get it? He said, $300. I said, well, I'll bring you, get your money. So he operated them, and I paid that, and then that knocked me back for a while. Then I had to work again. I'd have had enough to put up my house if it hadn't been for them. Then I had to start back to work, and I got enough to fix it. Just kept on working, and done fire washing.
I was talking with you about your fireplace. Did you ever have to clean that out in the?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You see that can sitting in there? That boy take up and measure every morning to make up a good fire now when he get ready to go to school. It'd be cold every morning.
Yeah.
And he makes up a fire, take him up. Yeah, you have to clean it out. You had to clean out a chimney, a flue, the stove chimney sometimes.
You did?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking about. You had to get all that black.
Yeah, you have to take them pipings out, those, and dust them out. And your house, colored folks' houses are so nasty and smoking when they used to use them old wood stoves. I wonder why the our house would stay so smutty and nasty. And that's how it come. Them old wood stoves, you know, would keep it smoked up.
Oh, it sucked.
Yeah, so you know, that smoke it up.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't keep nothing clean. All through your hobby, that just smutty. Them old stoves get to where the smoke wind out, they get boiled up and come back down in the house.
Sut?
Yeah, the smoke. Uh-huh. Smoke makes smut, you know. And that's keep you wiping your eyes. Sometimes you couldn't see. And let me tell you what I have done. Right here in this house, I have, you know, be cooking. I go out and cut some wood. I get so sick, I fall out. And by the time I burn that out, I had to get up and cut more. I start the stove again. I get sick and lay out again. Now that's the way I done. Now that's true. Get sick and lay out there. And then I just cut. I cut in time. I think I ought to be getting back to myself. Go in there, that's done burn out. That most stove burn up more wood than a little.
Yeah.
Now they give some electric stoves.
Yeah.
You don't have to clean them out. I don't reckon. I ain't no clean out messing no more on the inside of them.
Did y'all, when you lived down the, did you have any stuff to sit in, that sort of thing? What sort of things did you have in your house? A lot of.
I had beds in there, but it didn't have nothing like all this here. Because the folks didn't have that thing.
Didn't have what? A lot of furniture?
Didn't have nothing but some beds and quilts. Chill, they had chill. People didn't have all of this year. They didn't have time to look at it. See, I'm sick, I got time to look at this stuff. Be here with it. Us being serious. But we didn't know about it. That's the fact of it. We didn't know it.